Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jared G. Martin. A few weeks ago, there were millions of people glued to their television watching the Super Bowl. They expected to see a great game and to be entertained. Well, I did a message that Sunday called The Greatest Game of Life. What if you come to the end of your life and you find out that you are losing your life eternally? Jesus Christ came that we can have eternal life. I want you to take some time and listen to this message today. Call your loved one or someone you know that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and invite them to listen to this message on the greatest game of life and see how God pre-planned that everyone who comes to Jesus Christ can cross the finish line for eternal life. Now come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word. God loves you in spite of who you are. That's the God kind of love we're talking about. We're not talking about the kind of love that we have in our culture where people will walk up to you and say, I love you, and then what to expect? What do they expect after they say that? They expect you to say, I love you too. And if you don't say, I love you too, they'll stop loving you. And people will love you because you love them. But that's not God. God loves you in spite of who you are. Even if you don't love yourself, God loves you. And God's love, the Bible tells us in the book of 1 John, if you want to know who God is love. That was his motivation. God said, there's a people out there that don't know how to get beyond the control of the sin nature and the things that keep them bound up. But in my love, I have a plan for them. And that was salvation's cause, God's love. But salvation's cost was that he gave his only son. It cost him his son. Our salvation, the forgiving of our sins, and the promise of the abundant and eternal life in Christ did not come without a cost. Freedom is never free. Somebody's going to have to pay. Somebody's going to have to pay, and most often it costs blood to be free. That's why even nations that find their freedom, they pay the cost with revolutions and blood. People have to be free. If we in our culture had to be free to go vote and free to try to participate in this country, it cost the blood of our forefathers to do that. But the Bible said God demonstrated his own love towards us in this, that while we were yet sinners, while we were still sinning, while we were still God hate us, while you were doing your own thing, while you were saying, it's my life, I gotta live my life like I want to. You can't tell me how to live my life. That's what we do. That's what I did. That's what you did. That's what you're doing. And some folks are still in church and they won't let God have control of their life. They said, this is my life. I want to run it. You know what sin is? Running your own life and not letting God have charge of your life. Because you're going to do things that your sin nature wants you to do. You're going to do things that your flesh wants you to do. You're going to satisfy your own natural desires when you're running your own life. That's what sin is. But God says, while you were still sinning, I'm executing a plan that will give you salvation. Christ is going to be the sacrifice to pay for your sin, because it's going to cost some blood to get you out of where you were. So our salvation in Christ Jesus came at a great cost. God gave his only son. That's how valuable you were to him. And that's how valuable you are to him today. Here's the thing about God's plan and what God laid together. Although this was spoken over a couple of thousand of years ago, the plan is still operational. The plan is still working. There was a young man that I knew very well that thought he had it all together, but his life was so messed up that he didn't have any joy, he didn't have peace, he got tired of going to parties, he got tired of doing all of his thing, until one day he came before the Lord and said, God, I thought I was doing good, I have a good job, and I'm making good money, but my life is all messed up, I don't have any direction, I don't have any sense of being. And that same Jesus Christ who died on that cross came in his life and changed his life dramatically. I know that guy. He's standing in church right now, right behind a pulpit, talking to y'all. I know him. I know him. Yeah, I knew him well. And he was just like some of you, doing all you can to make it work, working hard, changing things in your life, going this place and going that place. Do I need more education? Do I need another house? Do I need a bigger car? Do I need more bling? Do I need another woman? Do I need this? Do I need that? And when you get all of that, you're still saying, well, what's next? There got to be something else. You'll never find fulfillment till you get the peace of God in your life. Because he designed you that way. He's your maker. He designed you to connect with him in your spirit so that you can be fulfilled in your life. And if you're still walking around trying to make it work, you need to figure out that God has a plan for you and is still available for you today. You are not leave this place the same way you came in. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm trying to give you some news you can use. I'm telling you, that's the good news. The gospel of Jesus Christ, he will change your life and make you brand new. If any man or woman is in Christ, they are a new creation. You're a new person. Behold, old things have passed away and all things become new. Your friends will look at you and say, you ain't the same person I used to know. You used to be angry. You used to have an attitude. Now it seems like you got joy and peace. What's wrong with you? That's what mine asked me. What's wrong with you? You done changed. Well, it wasn't me. It was the Spirit of God that came into my life and changed my life. I wasn't the same. But there is a condition for salvation. And that salvation condition says this, that whoever believes in him, whoever, and I like the whoever part. You know, the whoever takes care of the you ever. He says it doesn't matter who comes. It doesn't matter their race. It doesn't matter their social condition, their economic condition. It doesn't matter whether you've been goody-goody all your life or you've been messed up. You've been a murderer. You've been incarcerated. Don't matter. Whoever comes, I got you in this, God says. All who are want to come to me. The place is open. I'm knocking at your door. If you open it, I'm coming in. No matter, I'm not going to say, who's that behind the door? I don't want to go there. He's knocking on every door. And I'm glad for the whosoever. Whosoever means whoever you are, you can come. And it's also the whoever and the whatever. Whatever you have done will not disqualify you from coming to God and receiving Jesus Christ in your life. Oh, that's the good part. That's the good part of the gospel is the whoever and the whatever you have. So you don't, the devil will tell you God don't want you. Look at what you've done. Look at your past. No, I'm telling you to look at your future. He's saying this is what it can be like. Don't worry about that. The old thing, Paul says, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, and I'm moving. I'm not looking in the rearview mirror. I'm looking at the windshield. The devil want to keep pointing out all the stuff you have done, all the time you've messed up. But the Lord says, I am coming that I can wipe all that clean. The blood of Jesus Christ wipes away all of our sin. He cleansed it. He says, I'm cleansed by the washing of the blood of Jesus Christ. He washes away our sin. And then we can get up and we haven't done anything. We are not guilty. Hallelujah. Somebody say, not guilty. Well, you'll walk out of here like O.J. Simpson. You say, I ain't done nothing. You can't put that on me. That's where you need to be. That's the definition of justification. The jury said not guilty, so no matter what y'all think, I'm not guilty. So no matter what your friends will think when you come to Christ, say, I ain't guilty. They say, well, you did that. Well, I ain't guilty. Well, I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm part of the whosoever. So whatever happened in your past, God is still available to you. So many people think their good works are the pathway to eternal life. That's not it. You think because you're a good person, they're going to go to heaven. Some people think they can earn their salvation by doing certain things. Being baptized. Being baptized alone don't go get you to heaven. Going to church alone don't get you to go to heaven. There are a lot of people that go to church that don't know Jesus Christ. They know about him, but they don't know him. So you're going to church. Don't get you into heaven. That's not your salvation. The devil goes to church. Some of y'all brought him with you. He rode with some of y'all. Because you were mad on the way to church. You were cussing on the way to church. You were thinking about getting in some mischief on when you leave here. What you going to go drink and where the party going to be. So the devil rode with some of y'all. So just going to church don't save you. If everybody that goes to church was saved, our culture would be different. Our country would be different. Saved folk act different. When you got Christ ruling your life, you function different. You don't act like the folks that you used to hang out with. In fact, they don't even want to be around you no more. If they still want to hang with you, you hanging with them. I hear the snag there somewhere. That's not in my notes. I just thought I'd put that there. But this is serious business. But our salvation has already been provided. It has already been purchased for us with the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. See, people don't go to hell because of what they did. You go to hell because of what you didn't do. I did not receive what God has made available to me. See, our part is to believe and to trust in what Jesus Christ has already did for us. It's not our own effort. We just need to have the faith to believe. I remember saying, Lord, I believe that you're forgiving me for my sin and I receive you as my Lord and Savior and I invite you into my life and my heart.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/thelow, L-O-W, humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook. Or you can follow us on Instagram at thelow, humble. T-H-E-L-O-W, humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms. And then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to the Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through His divine power at the Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.